Several ignition mechanisms cause fires in oxygen piping systems. Common ignition mechanisms include particle impact, adiabatic compression, promoted ignition, mechanical friction, mechanical impact, thermal ignition, and electric arcing. Particle impact and adiabatic compression are the most common sources of ignition. Thus, most of the design effort will go into mitigating those hazards. Let's take a closer look at these two ignition mechanisms. Particle impact can occur when there are sufficient local velocities within the pipe to entrain contaminant particles in the gas stream and high local velocities downstream of the entrainment point where high energy impacts can occur. If particles are present in the line, it can result in high energy impacts between the particles and the valve or the particles and the piping material, causing heat or energy to be created. Ignition by particle impact typically occurs with metal material. Nonmetals are often too soft for particle impact to create enough energy for ignition. However, if high-energy particle impact does occur with local ignition, nonmetals, with their lower autoignition temperature downstream, can ignite through a kindling mechanism by contact with such particles. Adiabatic compression can occur when there is rapid line repressurization. The higher the system pressure, the greater the risk of ignition due to adiabatic compression. In addition, systems with smaller volumes are at greater risk of ignition due to adiabatic compression, as they can reach full pressure much faster than larger volume systems. Ignition due to adiabatic compression typically occurs in nonmetals due to their lower autoignition temperatures and in system contaminants. Example below is a high-pressure oxygen ignition caused by adiabatic compression in a Teflon-lined stainless steel braided hose during cylinder fill operation. An investigation found the grease contamination entered the hose, most likely from operator's gloves. Material ignitability is tested using particle impact test for metals and autoignition temperature test for nonmetals. Now let's look at flammability.